back to our first public hearing, the conditional use 1677 Tidewater Utilities. Come on, people, give me a break. Quiet, please. Nah, they're almost gone. They're almost done.
What do you want to write, Nora?
No.
You want to write?
Take another 5 minutes.
We'll just wait for a second. Huh?
I'd heard that Delbot was requiring $36 million worth of improvements by the developers of Milton by the Sea. Did you hear that?
Actually, I have heard that, and I've had some discussion with somebody who's kind of close to it. Not pretty.
Wow. That's a showstopper.
It's, yeah.
That cuts into your
margin. Yeah, well, it does. Okay, gentlemen, referring back to conditional use number 1677, Tidewater Utilities, Inc. That would be yours, Mr. Smith.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, regarding conditional use number 1677, Tidewater Utilities, my motion is for deferral for further consideration.
Second. Moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use 1677, Tidewater Utilities, Inc. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next item was conditional use 1694, Tidewater Utilities, Inc.
Mr. Chairman, concerning conditional use number 1694, Tidewater Utilities, my motion is for deferral to give the commission further time to consider these matters.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use 1694, Tidewater Utilities, Inc. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next item is conditional use 1696, Tidewater Utilities.
Mr. Chairman, just so no one is surprised, my motion on conditional use number 1696, Tidewater Utilities, is for deferral again to give the commission further time to consider the issues.
Second.
I'm moving to seconded to defer action on conditional use 1696, Tidewater Utilities. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. The next item is subdivision 2005-64, Palisades Land, LLC.
Chairman, regarding subdivision 2005-64, applicant Palisades Land, LLC, my motion is for deferral for further consideration.
Second.
Surprise.
It's been moved and seconded to defer action on subdivision 2005-64, Palisades Land, LLC. Gentlemen, that completes our agenda for this evening. Mr. Lank, do you have anything to add or anything you want to share for the good of the order? Or?
I don't know if it's for the good of the order. The county council approved on Tuesday the CR1 ordinance. They did reduce it from 20 units to 12, requiring a conditional use in the different districts, the CR1 district anyway.
But Mr. Lank, is that 12? That's the maximum allowed. That doesn't
maximum
mean that's
allowed.
What we have
doesn't
to.
Maximum
we don't have to permit it.
For.
It's not a right.
They can ask right. for it.
That's
not
exactly.
a right. Not by right.
And yeah. The other thing that I have would be that the council also approved the committee's second choice for consultant.
Who was?
On the land use plan, which was URDC, rather than the committee's recommended JMT.
Okay.
And what they did on Tuesday, they actually interviewed the first two.
Oh, okay.
For an hour, about an hour total, but they interviewed both of the first two consultants that we had reviewed, number one and two rankings.
Right.
And then they went to executive session and came back and announced that they picked the second,
okay.
or the committee's second recommendation.
Okay.
URDC is also a consultant for the town of Georgetown's land use plan.
These the guys from, I'm trying to remember which guys these were. These are the ones from Pennsylvania that...
They're almost off of Pennsylvania, but the Charlie Smeal would be probably the one we would talk to the most.
How small company?
They were, the two guys came in together and...
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Charlie, how do I describe Charlie? Some of the girls in administration noticed that Charlie closes his eyes when he talks to you. You were at the committee meeting.
Yeah, okay.
And then when he closes his eyes, he smiles every time. So
maybe he has X-ray vision.
That's the only way I can describe him.
He's got interlocking circuitry there.
He was the one that is the ordnance writer. I mean, that's what he does.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
At this point, we just need somebody.
And the other thing, the committee had preferred, April Showers, was the lady's name, with JMT. But she answered quick questions. She answered questions, but that was the preferred consultant by the committee, but council over it.
Okay. Anything else?
Yeah, April Showers. That's her real name.
That was her name, yeah. April Showers.
And the other thing I say for good order is have a safe and enjoy your Labor Day weekend.
The same to
when
you.
It comes up.
Robertson, you have anything you want to share? Any updates? Anybody suing us this week?
Not that I know of.
No.
When's our special meeting? Is it the
I'll go a little further. A couple weeks ago, the 8th, I believe it was, the council held made a decision on the appeal hearing for Laborio.
That's the Fox Hollow one, right?
Fox Hollow, one lot, open space that was appealed. They upheld the commission decision.
Okay, cool.
And as soon as the minutes are finished, then I'll notify Mr. Ramuno and he'll go to whatever steps are necessary.
Yeah, that's actually on appeal. I mean,
it's on appeal anyway, but we have to respond.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming I'll have to do that.
I don't want any of this.
And we also received, the council was also, suit was filed for Riverview LLC, the application of Riverview, which is a Caldera application by Ms. Murray. The place that was the wooden, long wooden bridge.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, what happened with that?
Commission recommended be denied and council approved it. They filed suit to appeal also.
Oh, okay.
I think that's it.
All right.
Put them out, wood bridge.
Oh, yeah,
commission
I remember that.
Voted to deny that one? And council.
And then council, they got it on appeal, and now the other people are suing them. Yes, sir.
I have one thing. Could we consider putting on our agenda for our special meeting in September 20th a discussion about amending our rules of procedure? Don't they need to be updated since our meeting times have changed?
The way we can do that, and actually I'm not going to be here on the 20th, but is to do the amendment to change it to the 6 o'clock time. There doesn't have to be a discussion. I just propose that you guys act on it and get amended.
Okay. So I'll do that. Do it that way.
Yeah.
And anything about the submission of the 3 o'clock on Monday, because it came to my mind in getting tonight's exhibit books so late, I had it really crammed to get it in. Is there anything we could?
Well, it's in there. They got to be 72 hours in advance. I guess, is it the problem of getting it from here to you, or?
Sometimes you can't even get it to them.
Yeah.
They walk in, they could walk in at 4:29, and we'd have to receive them. So, you know, you've only really got 2 days to get them out. It's really a policy. I don't know how far you can carry
it. Well, that's a rule. That's actually
a rule, isn't it?
I know it's a rule of the commission.
It's late now. Is that something we can discuss on the 20th?
No law that says they have to do that. And I don't
know
the policy, but
the rules.
Somebody's going to appeal it one of these times or something.
Yeah, but I don't know. I mean, the rules are the same as quorum. And, you know,
I know.
The rules too.
No, I know that. But then they go to council, and the council says, oh, you don't have to do that with us. You can bring them in right before the meeting starts. That's what they say. I mean, they've been said several times.
Anyone have anything else to go to the order? We're adjourned.